540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News about the long-term budget is hitting Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley right in the middle of his run for governor. JS Online reports that new projections show the county's structural deficit more than tripling over the next 5 years. It's expected to reach $168 million by 2031, with next year's gap already expected at $50 million. Rising personnel and healthcare costs, the loss of federal aid, and major transit shortfalls are the main drivers. Crawley notes the county has seen surpluses recently and is working on reforms, but officials warn that without bigger fixes, more cuts to important services are likely. Milwaukee is moving to limit new data centers. There's a push to ban large ones and add tighter rules for smaller ones. Under a new zoning proposal, data centers bigger than 60,000 square feet would be banned, while smaller ones would only be allowed in certain industrial areas. The plan comes a week after people learn that the redevelopment of the former Midtown Walmart would include a small data center. Officials say that project won't be impacted. Supporters say the changes will give residents more say and protect neighborhoods. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee's mayor is pushing back on calls to revisit the 2020 election, inviting Congressman Tom Tiffany to see how the city runs its elections. Mayor Cavalier Johnson asked Tiffany to tour Milwaukee's system after the Republican backed an ongoing FBI probe and raised concerns about possible wrongdoing. Reviews by state auditors found no widespread fraud. Tiffany, who's running for governor, says the investigation should continue and that any improprieties should be prosecuted. Milwaukee's police union is criticizing the city for repeatedly settling lawsuits against officers rather than fighting them in court. The Milwaukee Police Association says the settlements drain taxpayer dollars and sends a negative message to officers doing dangerous work. Their statement comes as the city considers paying $575,000 to resolve a lawsuit filed by a local couple who were targeted in a swatting harassment campaign. Union leaders want city officials to explain why settlements appear to be the default option. A longtime Milwaukee County judge is retiring, and now the governor is looking for someone to take the bench. Judge Paul Van Grunsven will step down in September, creating an opening in Branch 9 of Circuit Court. Governor Tony Evers says he's now accepting applications to fill the seat that'll run through mid-2027. The deadline to apply is June 19th. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. If you're hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, Wisconsin transportation officials say be ready for traffic, delays, and work zones. More than 700,000 people are expected to travel by car, with the busiest times starting this afternoon and continuing through Monday, even with construction projects easing up for the holiday. Drivers will still encounter detours, lane shifts, and reduced speeds across the state. Officials say checking 511 Wisconsin can help avoid surprises along your route. They also stress simple safety steps like buckling up, putting the phone down, and slowing down in work zones. Wisconsin's congressional map battle is moving to the state Supreme Court, but confusion over appeal rules could slow or stop the process. According to WisPolitics, two separate lawsuits, one claiming partisan gerrymandering and another calling the map anti-competitive, were both rejected earlier this year. Lawyers now disagree on whether appeals must be filed within 30 days or 90 days under a 2011 law. That decision could determine if at least one of the challenges moves forward. And former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is endorsing Judge Pedro Colon for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. According to a press release from Colon's campaign, Doyle appointed Judge Colon to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court in 2010. Doyle says the judge comes uniquely qualified to face the challenges that will undoubtedly come before this Supreme Court in the next decade. He also said Colon is a dedicated public servant who deeply cares about the people of our state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew sweep the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have the night off after beating the Cubs 5-0, completing a three-game sweep. That ended a 15-game winning streak at home for Chicago, and they now find themselves a game and a half behind the now first-place Brewers. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
You know, when you don't swing the bats and you don't score a run, a baseball game doesn't look good for your side. You know, we're in a funk right now. And, you know, it's up to us to change it.
Brewers pitcher Kyle Harrison only gave up 2 hits in 7 innings pitched. Jake Bowers has an 11-game hitting streak going as they open a home series tomorrow night against the Dodgers. Pat Murphy on the sweep.
I think it gives us a little confidence. We have a very young club, as you know. Yeah, I think it gives you a little confidence. Friday will be here soon enough, and we have the Dodgers in town. So
that's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high right around 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 61 with some rain possible tomorrow night. Then a much nicer weekend. We'll get to the upper 60s Saturday, 70s on Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.